The question was asked, what is our job when things that are improper are occurring? For example, today there was a gay pride parade. What is our responsibility as yeshiva students? What should we do? So let's analyze this in a broader sense, and then we'll see if we've covered the specific example of today. We'll begin with something humorous. Chazal teach us, "En lecha ben chorin, ela mi she'osek b'Torah." The only free man around is someone who's dealing in Torah. Everyone else is subservient to the concepts of society, to the fashions. The only way you could really be free is if you connect to the Torah. You connect to the Torah, then you're a free man. Now, we think sometimes if I'm keeping the Torah, I'm not free. I can't eat what I want. I can't eat when I want. I can't do what I want. Chazal teach us it's not that way. It's the people who are constantly running to fulfill their desires. They're not free. They're subservient to their desires. A person who learns Torah, he is free. So that's one of the understandings in this saying. But there's a humorous understanding in this saying that says, "En lecha ben chorin." The only person who has free time is a person who's dealing in Torah. You see, when people need a minyan for Sheva Brachas, they come to Beis Medrash and they say, "Could you just come help me? I need a minyan here." When people need a minyan, they're going to say Kaddish at a burial plot. They walk into Beis Medrash and they stop people from learning and they say, "Could you come help me with a minyan here?" So, it's applied humorously that in people's minds, the only person who has free time is the person who's learning Torah. Because you see, whenever people need a favor done, whenever they need something done for society, they come to the Beis Medrash and they say, "Guys, come help us out." So it's true, when we're learning Torah, so we're learning the Torah in order to perform. And performing the Torah means that we do mitzvot. But that doesn't mean that whenever someone needs a minyan, I have to stop my learning and go and help them with the minyan. Let them go pay a few people who aren't learning, and they'll come and help them with the minyan. All too often, in people's minds, the time of those who are learning Torah is not valuable. And this also affects the people who are learning Torah. People who are learning Torah also say, "Okay, I'll go do this mitzvah, I'll go do that mitzvah." And their own time is not valuable in their eyes. Sometimes we have to perform mitzvot. We have the rule that if it is a mitzvah, she'i efshar la'asot al-yedei acharim, it's a mitzvah that's not going to be performed by other people. So then our responsibility is to do it. Now, it has to be a mitzvah that's necessary for you to do. You might say, "Well, there's a bus that stops around the corner over here. No one's going to stand there and help the old ladies come off the bus. So maybe I should stand there all day." We understand that doesn't work. That's not the idea. But sometimes there are big mitzvot that come our way and there's no substitute for performing the mitzvot. There are responsibilities to society. There are responsibilities to Am Yisrael. For example, a person has the right to vote. So a person will say, "I'm learning Torah. What difference does it make if I go vote?" That's an incorrect attitude. You have the ability to make a change. You have the ability to affect the future of all of Am Yisrael. You have to use that ability as best as you can. You have to stop learning and go and vote. You have to stop. You can help people. If you live in the United States, well, whoever is going to be the president will affect what's good for Am Yisrael. Do we know who's better? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Sometimes different rabbis think different things. But you have to at least try to do what's good for Am Yisrael. A person can't say, "Well, I'm learning Torah, so I'm not stopping." And then we hit the gray areas. And the gray areas will be when there are things that are not clear-cut mitzvot, and it's not clear-cut that it helps. But on the other hand, it does seem to be important. They make a rally on behalf of Jonathan Pollard. So you could say, "Well, what difference does it make if one more person comes or one more person does not come? Who's looking at the rally anyways?" Or you could say, "No. If more people come, if I go and he goes and the next guy goes, then there'll be a big rally, then we'll start having pressure and then maybe he'll get out of jail." So we start hitting gray areas. This is true when it comes to many rallies of this nature. So some people are going to say, "Well, every rally is a mitzvah. Go to a rally. Go to every rally." And some people will say, "So you take your Gemara with you and you learn at the rally." And some people will say, "I don't stop my learning for other things. I'm not going to stop my learning for going to the rally." So in truth, each person should try to find the Rebbe and consult with his Rebbe, because there are times when it's more important and there are times when it's less important, and there are times when it's right to close the Gemara and go and protest, and there are times when it's wrong to close the Gemara and go and protest. And depending on who your Rav is, will define when the Rav tells you it's right and when the Rav tells you it's wrong. When the courts over here tried to change the laws of marriage and the laws of the Rabbanut, so Agudas Yisrael called a mass protest all over the world. And Rabbi Feinstein said that it has the same din. It was around Purim time, as though Esther called the Jews and told them to gather and fasting 3 days. Rabbi Feinstein said, if Esther told you, go gather and pray for 3 days, you'd say, no, I'm learning this marriage, they don't need me there. No, you'd all go. So Rabbi Feinstein himself went, and the whole yeshiva went, and he told us all, we have to go. He didn't tell us all, we have to go, when there were other protests. And it's a little difficult to discern which are the important ones, and that's why it's recommended that a person have a rabbi who understands what's going on here, who could tell him when yes to stop and when not to stop. It's not always that easy. When Netanyahu was going to be prime minister, so it was Netanyahu against Barak, and Barak won. All of Merkaz Rav was empty. At that time I was learning Merkaz Rav, and all my friends came over to me and said to me, why aren't you out in the streets holding out a sign and giving out leaflets? So I told them, my understanding is that it's not right that we should stop learning for that. I don't think that that's what's going to make the difference. I don't think this is a mitzvah. That's my understanding based on what I learned from my rabbi. I don't think it's a mitzvah. They held it was. They held it was pikuach nefesh. Did Netanyahu do better than Barak? Did Barak do worse than Netanyahu? It's very difficult to gauge history. I don't know. Other people think they do know. Okay, fine. I don't know. Would one more person being out there holding a sign that said vote Netanyahu have made that difference? I didn't feel that way then. I don't know what I think today. I don't know. I don't know. I think that the facts have proven that the protests do very little. Rabin, Peres, Barak ignored the protests. So you had 500,000 people protesting what they did. So what? So you had many people all over the world protesting the Gerush. So what?
Gerush?
When they chased Jews out of their homes in Gush Katif. That's a nice word for it. I don't think it's right to use a nice word for an evil act. Gerush means to chase, to divorce. Hitnatkut is to detach, disengage. It's a whitewashing of a crime. Okay. I think each person is going to ask his Rebbe, when is it right and when not? And if a person is anyways going to take a break and he needs time to go for a walk, so then for sure it's a nice idea to go for a walk in a place where when you're walking you're assisting a cause. Why not? That is a good thing. And if a person needs a break, and most of us do, so then it's a good thing to take that break in a fashion where you're assisting Am Yisrael. Most of us do take breaks during the day. Most of us do stop our learning for all kinds of things. So it's a good idea that we should try to plan our breaks in a way that we're performing a mitzvah while we're doing it. Why not?
It's a mitzvah protest.
In certain instances, yes. Sometimes it's our responsibility to say this is wrong. Sometimes we're not allowed to stand idly by and let something happen. It depends what. It depends the instance. And sometimes yes, sometimes no.